Matt, which is better, the fighter or the spellcaster?
Both.
Well then, let's build a gish tonight.
That's how we roll.
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 Welcome to the Goblins Corner. My name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
And tonight,
we're talking about an Eldritch Knight.
That's right. This is a viewer-requested episode this evening, folks, and we are going to help you build a gish. Matt, what is a gish?
A gish is a martial spellcaster.
Yes. Otherwise known in many circles in D&D 5e as the Eldritch Knight, which is the traditional gish for 5e.
Yes.
Unless you're going to just multiclass into wizard and fighter.
There's nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing wrong with that either. So tonight, we've got a little bit of info to show you how to build your own Eldritch Knight, your gish of your own, along with feats, spell selection, a little bit of nasty tactics.
Maybe even some options for level dips for different classes.
Never know. We got all kinds of stuff planned. Matt, why would you play an Eldritch Knight?
First off, because you like smacking and blasting things.
Yes. Like to hit things with a big stick and blow them up with a fireball.
Yes.
Now, not necessarily a fireball, but...
But also with a fireball.
But it's a fireball. You want to play an armored spellcaster. Another good reason to play a gish, right?
Sure. Maybe you just want a more mystical warrior that has more options and versatility.
Yes. So instead of just battling stuff, you can also maybe do some ritual spells later on. Maybe you can buff your friends. You know, be a little bit more useful than just beating things to death with a big stick.
Also provide some more tactical options.
So let's take a look at the class, the Eldritch Knight.
Okay.
Very flavorful. Yeah. A lot of fun uses. And there's a couple ways you can go at it. So before we jump into the minutia, let's actually look at the class itself. So briefly, the fighter class.
Well, if we're talking about fighters, you've got to start with, they have good hit points.
Absolutely.
They roll on a D10. Mm-hmm. They have strength and con saves.
Always a pleasure.
Weapon proficiencies, armor proficiencies. They could use some tool proficiencies, but they don't get any.
They have no tool proficiencies. So if you're going for a skill monkey, guess what? That's not going to work with the fighter, right? They have a lot of fun abilities at first, second, and third. First off, fighting style, right? What do you want to play?
Sure. What type of fighter?
Yeah, you could be ranged fighter. You could do sword and board. You could go multi-class. You could hit things with just big fucking weapon.
A one-on-one guy, the duelist.
Could be a pugilist.
Sure. All sorts of options.
Lots of options. What else do they have at first level, Matt?
Second wind. Gotta love a little bit of healing.
Yeah, just a little bit of healing. Talk about second wind just a bit.
All right, so it is a bonus action for 1d10 hit points plus your fighter level.
That's right, and that's one short or one long rest.
Right.
And then as you mentioned, the fighting style could be anything you choose as well, and I think you get an extra one later on as well with the fighting class.
Yes.
Cool. Second level, you get Action Surge, which is an extra action.
On your turn.
On your turn.
Sure.
And that renews on a long or a short rest. And let me tell you, when you need that extra action, something has to die.
So just be a monster.
Be a monster.
Basically.
Yeah. What do you get at third, Matt?
That's when you pick up your tasty Eldritch Knight subclass.
Yes, which we'll dive into in just a moment.
And at fourth level,
you get some ability score improvements. Or feats.
The great thing about a fighter is that they get them every four levels like everybody else does,
mm-hmm.
but they also get a bonus one at 6th and at 14th.
And at 19th.
It's great.
So you get 7 instead of 4.
Yes.
And let me tell you, those extra 3 can literally make or break your class.
It's worth, in some cases... The dip to, like, even if you're planning on multiclassing out, running to 6 for the extra ASI.
Because why not?
Yeah.
You also get an extra tax at 5, 11, and 20, but no one ever gets to 20.
Unless you're playing a game that starts at 20.
That's true. And then finally, what's another cool thing that you get as a fighter, Matt?
You get Indomitable, which is you get to reroll a save per long rest.
One save every long rest that starts at 9th.
Right, and then you get an extra one at 13th and 17th?
Yep, so potentially 3 if you're playing in pre-epic character. Hey, that's 3 times to reroll a save before you have to take a long rest. Go fight that Eldritch Dragon. Go fight that Lich.
Sure.
Go fight that Flumph. Don't fight that Flumph.
Vampires? Nobody wants to be dominated.
Nobody wants to be dominated by the vampire. No, he's going to throw glitter on you, make you walk in the sun. So that's the fighter. Easy enough, right? A lot of good flavor just from that. But we're going to add on the Eldritch Knight features as well at third level. Now, talk to me about the Eldritch Knight.
They get their features, as you stated, starting at third. You get spell casting, which is right. It is the basis of the flavor of the class.
You are a fighter that casts spells.
Right.
I might add that there are only two types of spells you can cast aside from an extra one every now and then, which is abjuration and evocation.
As a fighter, that's pretty much what you're looking for.
That's
anyway.
Perfect. I want to protect myself and
blow something up.
Blow something up with a fireball, right? I believe it maxes at fourth level, unless you multiclass.
Yes.
And then you can also get four wizard spells from any school throughout your career if you go the full route.
That is a total of four spells. You're going to want to pick those kind of precisely.
But you could swap them.
Yeah.
So that's good. But yeah, four other spells from other schools. We've got some selections as well. What do you get at third level as well, Matt?
You get Weapon Bond.
Talk to me about Weapon Bond.
You can bond with up to two weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be disarmed.
At all.
At all. Additionally, you can summon one of them as a bonus action on your turn.
Not being disarmed is pretty great because that allows you to, for example, walk into the castle without any weapons and summon a sword as soon as you get through the gate and kill someone.
It also allows you to have a weapon of returning at third level.
Yes.
No more carrying around ammo for thrown weapons for the fighter.
You
just need the one.
You got a throwing axe. You're tossing it. Now, it is a bonus action, so you are burning your bonus action up.
Sure.
What's the fighter going to do with their bonus action 9 times out of 10?
At third level, if something's flying, right, realistically, that bonus action is going to be to retrieve the weapon.
Sure. You've got it. You've got Mr. Boomerang.
Yeah.
Mr. Boomerang.
Of which, any style.
Of any kind. That could be Mr. Boomerang, the great axe. Could be Mr. Boomerang, the sword. Mr. Boomerang, the spear.
Sure.
A lot of Mr. Boomerangs
Mr.
going on.
Mr. Boomerang, the Lucerne hammer. Whatever.
Why not? Why not? Get that 20 strength, toss a Lucerne hammer at your foe. That would be amazing. The visual for that. Again, this is all thematics, really. Mechanically, it doesn't really do a whole lot except just return stuff.
Sure.
But the shenanigans, that's what we're here for, folks.
There are things that you're going to want to okay or not okay with your DM.
Absolutely. All right. Seventh level, you get War Magic. Talk to me about War Magic.
If you cast a cantrip,
mm-hmm.
you get a free attack.
Yeah. A lot of cantrips that are great. We'll go through some of them. So I cast a cantrip. I smack you with the Lucerne Hammer.
Yes. Now, there are cantrips that require you to make a weapon attack, right? Booming Blade, for example. Mm-hmm. You still get the free attack.
Yes. So if you cantrip Booming Blade, smack somebody with the Lucerne Hammer, that's two attacks.
Yes.
And that's not including, potentially, your second attack at seventh level.
Right.
And also, not potentially, your action surge as well. So think about that.
At 10th level, you get Eldritch Strike. How does that work?
You hit an opponent in melee. So if I hit somebody, then you give them disadvantage on the next spell you cast. Pick your spells carefully, folks. Because if I smack somebody and then, I don't know, go after them with, say, something that requires them to resist being charmed or resist the mighty fireball that I will inevitably cast.
At that point, you should have planned a follow-up spell when you use that ability.
I totally agree. Yes.
At 15, you get Arcane Charge.
This is always a fun one as well.
Anything that gives you mobility in the battlefield is fantastic.
Very simple. Use an action surge, teleport 30 feet. That's it.
There you go.
I use an action surge. Cool. I've now able to smack somebody a little bit more, and I can teleport.
Sure. It's an action surge Misty Step.
Yes. How delightful. And then you get the big bad at 18th.
Your capstone is Improved War Magic. Cast any spell.
Mm-hmm.
And smack a fool with an extra action.
What's more to like? How delightful. But again, let's be honest. You're probably not going to get to 18. It's great.
You keep saying that.
I know. It's because we don't play enough epic encounters.
I think the object is, for capstones, you start at 10th and you run to epic, right? You have your early level games, which start at first, and then run to 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a game that starts at 10 and runs up.
That's a good point. So that's the Eldritch Knight in a nutshell by its class. Speaking of other things we could talk about in a nutshell, we have what, Matt?
We got the question of the week.
All right. What's tonight's question of the week?
As you know, a lot of my questions of the week are kind of personality test flavored. Pick a Marshal and Spellcaster subclass for the Gish that you, Eric, would want to be.
I could see myself being the Charismatic Barbarian.
Okay.
So, Barbarian Bard, a Scald.
Sure.
They used to call that, I think they had that in third edition, yes, or second. But I also like, you know, I just like the classic smack somebody around as a thief, you know, stab them in the back, steal all their money, and then teleport away. So maybe Thief Wizard would be fun. Or, you know, Thief Bard would also be a delight. Be a scoundrel. I like to be a scoundrel. That's what I'm going to do. Have a little hat with a feather in it.
Sure.
Maybe an eye patch. Who knows?
Yeah.
What about yourself? What would you?
So actually, if it were me, realistically, I would probably go Oath of the Ancients Paladin.
Okay. Interesting.
Realistically, they are chaotic good paladins that, right, just make people happy. Which,
sure.
Which I'm all about.
I buy that.
And go about it however you need to go about it. And probably either druid, because I feel like in no multiverse am I ever going to give up the chance to have an ankylosaur pet given the opportunity.
So you'd be a paladin riding an ankylosaurus.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's, you've already got a war club. It's the ankylosaurus.
It is.
For you who don't know.
The stat-wise, it's terrible, but it's so good.
So flavorful.
It's so good.
So flavored. What would your answer be to the question of the week? Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you at Goblin's Corner on all the various socials. And of course, you could do what, Matt?
Comment down below. That's what it's there for.
That's right.
We'd love to see your answers. And I'm just a curious person by nature.
We're curious. So let's make the Eldritch Knight. We've got the idea of the basic fighter class. We've got the idea of the chassis for the Eldritch Knight. What are some important things to consider when you're building this character?
First, you've got to talk about stats, right?
Okay.
You have either strength or dex,
mm-hmm,
depending on what type of fighter you want to play.
You're going to be a smacky fighter. You're going to be a stabby fighter.
Right. Con.
Because you need to stay alive. You're a melee fighter.
Right. And intelligence.
And this is important because we're going fighter first, then we're going into our arcane versus, say, a wizard with a little bit of fighting, like a bladesinger.
Right. And I feel like those are basically the two sides of the same coin, right? You've got the wizard that approaches melee, mm-hmm, and the melee that approaches magic.
I tend to be the wizard that approaches melee, but sure, we're talking about something different here. Now, if you want to play a dex-based fighter, that's totally cool. You're still going to want enough strength so that you can, you know,
drag your companions if they get knocked out.
Do extra damage and whatever else, too. Sure. So just think about that. In terms of races and stuff like that, doesn't matter. Like, we've looked at the op boards. Yes, there's a couple that matter more. If you want higher strength or higher int, play whatever the hell.
Play it for fun.
Play it for fun.
Build it for character. Never pick your race for the stats. First off, Tasha's ignores that entirely.
Absolutely.
Second off, do it for the flavor.
Do it for the flavor. And again, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Backgrounds, same thing. Honestly, whatever you like. Get perception and then something useful like Arcana.
Sure.
Perception, I would say anything that gives you perception, because you're going to want to be able to make sure that you make that check so that the rogue doesn't sneak up and stab you in the back before you cast a spell or hit him with a sword.
Or you can take perception as one of the skills that you get to pick.
And then just don't care about the rest.
Just, like I said, build a character. Do it for the flavor.
Yeah, you're not here for skills. You're here to solve problems through violence. That's what an Eldritch Knight does.
That's, realistically, that's fair.
Speaking of violence, your fighting style will determine how you fight. And potentially how you pick your spells.
There are entire Reddit threads devoted to this.
We are not going to cover these entire Reddit threads tonight.
We are, in fact, not. But if you want to hit something hard and cast a spell, pick great weapon fighting and call it a day.
Yeah. If you just want to be simple about it, you don't want to have to get into the mechanics. Maybe you're a new player and you're like, this Eldritch Knight sounds like the bee's knees. By God, I'm going to put a hat on. I'm going to put a fedora on and call it a day. Then pick a big ass sword or a big ass axe or a big ass something.
Table.
A big ass bladed table. Walk down the aisle with that and some spells. Call it a day, right? That's my favorite, personally.
Yeah.
Problem solver. Everything else about this build is really spells and feats.
Right. Because we've covered everything else up to that point.
And again, another note, we are not doing this to be op. We're doing this for the flavor.
So let's talk about spells and spell choices.
There are a lot of options. Flavor this as you like, as we've mentioned before. This is about having fun.
Sure.
Remember, you only get 13 spells to pick max, and that's at level 20. You do not have a lot of spells.
Right.
So pick the ones you potentially will use a lot. If you're going to be a fastidious fighter, maybe cantrip clean, you know, prestidigitation would be a useful spell to have.
I love how we realistically refer to it as cantrip clean, not even by its proper
name.
That's
the only thing we use it for, is so that you can wade through the sewers and just look pristine all the time.
I am going to take a pause here real quick. I feel like as an Eldritch Knight, you should seriously consider homebrewing some spells with your DM.
Like what?
Things that combine spells, mm-hmm. because you get abjuration and evocation, right? A shield spell that also deals damage as a second level spell. Things like that. Either combined spells or things that fit your character and how they go about doing business.
Yeah, and I agree with that as well. Again, that's dependent upon the world you're playing and also, you know, whether or not they allow that sort of thing.
Sure.
If they don't, that's fine too.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of spells right now that we think are pretty awesome. Let's talk about cantrips. And remember, you get up to fourth, right? Cantrips are going to be the ones you're going to be using the most because you use them all day.
Sure.
Pick something offensive. You will be using this a lot. That's the first option there. Booming Blade's a great choice. That would be the first one I would choose.
Sure. Especially when you get War Magic.
Yeah, because then it's just a multi-combo kill. Other good options include stuff like Firebolt. So if you want to...
Distance.
Yeah, hit somebody from range. I don't want to carry a bow. I want to hit him with a Firebolt.
Right.
Why wouldn't I? Sword Burst is great for crowds.
Absolutely.
And I think any of those would be delightful. Other good options could also include stuff like, I don't know, Toll the Dead if you take a feat for it.
Realistically, there are no bad ones.
True.
That there are ones that are better than others, but there aren't any that are truly awful.
Shapewater Shenanigans are also delightful, too.
Yes.
If you don't want to use them for damage. Let's talk about some first-level spells. Matt, you've got a couple that you recommend.
A no-brainer is Shield.
Yeah.
5 AC on a reaction. Done deal.
Yeah, that combined with full armor makes you a tank.
Sure. It
makes you the tank.
You're getting up there with Artificer and Forge Clair type numbers.
Oh, yes.
Magic Missile, can't miss.
Can't miss, always a plus.
Sometimes the dice gods hate you, and you need to just take a breath, take a step back, I'm saying, sometimes it's just like that.
I love it. What are some other good choices?
Burning Hands.
Burning Hands is great.
Get you some area of effect in.
Mm-hmm.
Absorb Elements.
All fine choices. If you really need to resist something, Absorb Elements is really good. Here's some other interesting ones as well. I've chosen Alarm.
Sure.
So if you don't want to go, you know, directly for defense or offense, you could do something more utilitarian. And that's always a good one because you got to sleep. Now, in theory, you would have a wizard that would probably cast Alarm. But if you don't have one, sometimes you got to take this stuff, right?
Sure.
Chromatic Orb, always a plus as well.
Chromatic Orb is better than the amount of love it gets.
I agree. Frost Fingers. Maybe you don't want to go for Firebolt, or you don't want to use Burning Hands. You want to go a little ice, Rime of the Frost Maiden type stuff.
Sure.
Nice thematic.
Protection from good and evil.
Sometimes you got to be protected from those nasty beasties, right?
Yep.
And of course, Thunder Wave.
Tasty.
Knock them off their feet.
Yep.
We also have some alts. Now, these would be the ones you would get with your alternate ability where you choose up to four.
Right.
So, again, we've just come up with a couple of these. As we do the alts for first, second, third, and fourth, just keep in mind, you're probably only going to have one.
Sure.
But find familiar.
Help action every round.
There are entire Reddit threads devoted to just this spell.
Sure.
Find familiar is delightful.
Silvery barbs.
Because you want to be an asshole.
Yeah, it's just, it's delightful.
There are entire threads in my head devoted to silvery barbs. I built an entire character on silvery barbs.
It's true.
Expeditious retreat, because sometimes when you're fighting, got to get the hell out, right?
And sometimes you need to close the distance, because while it says retreat, it doesn't actually require you to.
Mm-hmm. And then two more, which we find delightful.
Featherfall.
Because you will fall at some point.
Because everybody needs a parachute. And silent image, because silent image is broken.
Yeah, a smart character can destroy a game with silent image. Seconds include Shadow Blade for delightful psychic damage, and that would be the one that I would recommend if you're going to take a damage spell.
Sure.
Because you're already fighting with blades. You got to be up in there and melee attack. Why not do some psychic damage? Guess what doesn't resist much? Most anything to psychic damage.
Almost nobody's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Shatter.
Poor man's fireball.
Sure. Scorching Ray.
Always a great one. And then Continual Flame for the cash.
Sometimes you need to remember that plate mail is 1,500 gold.
And you need to upgrade.
Yeah.
Take Continual Flame. Hey, you can swap these out. Take Continual Flame, say, when you're starting out.
Yeah. Now, soon as you get seconds.
Yeah, as soon as you get seconds, which is probably your right around 8th, I think. And at that point, you're like, yeah, I need some money. I need to build, buy, or steal some more stuff.
Sure.
So you just start making Continual Flame objects. Or maybe you just start casting them on a bunch of coins. Go into a dungeon and mess with the drow as you flick Continual Light spells.
Tracer rounds?
Yeah, why not?
I was just thinking just a slingshot.
Other options include Darkness.
Agonazar's Scorcher.
And Gust of Wind. An alt that you should probably take is Enlarge. Because if you really want to up your game on combat, enlarge yourself. Or, if you can't do that, have the wizard enlarge you.
Misty Step, once again, either getting into or out of battle.
Blindness or Deafness, if you want to debuff someone before you start wading into combat.
Flaming Sphere, what else are you going to do with your concentration?
Nothing.
Right.
You're going to concentrate on Flaming Sphere is what you're going to do. Invisibility or See Invisibility, both are awesome spells for a fighter. Hold Person, and then, of course,
Ray of Enfeeblement, because if you're up close and personal, the person you're fighting shouldn't be strong.
Make this an easy fight. We've come to third level spells, and Fireball is your choice. That's the hill I'm going to die on. You're going to take Fireball at third level. There are other options, sure. There's Remove Curse, which is great. There's Melf's Minute Meteors. There's Counterspell, which I would say is definitely a close second, but you're going to take Fireball.
I'll be honest, as a first choice as a fighter,
mm-hmm.
I would probably choose Counterspell.
Because you might be fighting wizards.
Right, and because I'm a monster.
Yes, but I would choose Fireball because sure. That also is good against wizards.
Fair.
It's great against anything, except maybe a fire elemental.
Most, you know, certain types of dragons, that sort of thing.
What are some fun other options that you might take, Matt?
Pulse Wave from Wildemount.
And that's a really cool spell if you read the description.
Intellect Fortress.
Yeah. Get yourself a little bit of little buff going on. And then my personal favorite, Non-Detection. Maybe you want to be the man with no name.
The Gray Man as a warrior.
What a concept that would be, right? That'd be a lot of fun. If you have some alts, Vampiric Touch is always a great one.
Sure.
Because, hey, it's not like you're going to be healing yourself.
Right. Haste or slow.
Bear with me here, folks. Get the wizard to haste you, and then you enlarge yourself.
Only makes sense. Or enlarge yourself, and then get the wizard to haste you.
Yes. Or slow the enemy, haste yourself, call it a day.
And get the wizard to enlarge.
And get the wizard to enlarge you, yes. And, of course, fly.
Fly.
Because you got to fly.
Yep. You got to get places.
Now we've come to our capstone spells, fourth levels. And I know if you're thinking, hey, you're playing a wizard and you're like, really? This is it? But for a fighter, these are all pretty awesome spells. They're all fire related for the most part. Fire Shield and Wall of Fire, those are really the two big ones I think that most people take. Fire Shield's good. I don't play that a lot. I would much prefer Wall of Fire, using it as a shield.
Once again, because I'm a monster, Odalisk Resilience, Fear, Gerbil Ball somebody. If they're in your way, just toss them in the gerbil ball.
Yeah, it's just a dex save. You know, they fill that dex save, and you know, if you smack them up and they now have disadvantage on their dex save, you smack them with your sword, gerbil ball them for a second, they're out of the fight.
Yep.
They can't do anything. Go fight something else for a little while.
Sit, Ubu.
Come back for a while. The wizard's already summoned a golem. It's just sitting there, rolling the hamster ball around a bit. What a delight, right?
Understand, we know it is technically frictionless. In our world,
it's a hamster ball.
It's a hamster ball.
Of force.
And you can move it around. You can't use it as an instant kill spell, but you can absolutely terrorize somebody with it.
It also is really great if you have to resist some damage. You cast it on yourself, and now you are impenetrable.
Yep, sometimes you just need a second.
Yeah.
You just got to take a breather.
1 second. Drink that healing potion inside the resilient sphere. That's what I would do. Other great options include Storm Sphere. Maybe you're a feisty, stormy pirate on the seas.
Sure.
As an Eldritch Knight. And then, this is a fun one that doesn't get a lot of love. Sickening Radiance, Matt. There is an interesting note in this spell.
This is the Eldritch Knight's version of Fairy Fire.
Yes.
Your creatures cannot be invisible in the area of a Sickening Radiance.
And you're taking damage.
Yes.
Also, Banishment, another great spell.
If you're feeling particularly monstrous, you cast Sickening Radiance and then Odaluk's Resilient Sphere, and they're trapped in the radiation.
Oh, that's really awful. I love that.
Because I'm a monster.
In addition to Banishment, we got a couple of alts as well. There's really only two that we would recommend. There's a lot of alts you could take.
Sure. There's a lot of good ones.
But you're
For
us, you're going to take either Polymorph or
Fabricate.
Because those are really the only two that we abuse to hell and back.
Yep.
Fabricate is one of the most abused spells if you play it right.
Well, also, I'm not going to wait for somebody to build my castle or reward me a castle. I'm going to go somewhere and just build a castle.
And honestly, Polymorph is just great. And there's a lot of great spells at 4th, by the way. There's Dim Door. There's Greater Invisibility. There's all kinds of stuff. But Polymorph, that's the icing on the cake. For a fighter, turn into a troll.
I'm still taking Fabricate, but I agree.
That's your thing.
Now, let's talk about some feats.
This is where it gets real fun, because there are a lot of options with feats.
So many. You can't go wrong here.
No.
Basically, pick something that helps you fight, helps you blast, helps you out of combat, or just pick some that are fun, amusing, and thematically appropriate for the person that you're playing.
Because your spell selections are so limited, if you've got your main stat up to 20, which you will...
Right.
If you play it right, then pick some feats that add more spells. That would be the first step that I would think. Here's some delightful things that we include. And now this one, actually, the first one isn't even a spell selection. It just happens to be Slasher.
Right.
Now, why is Slasher so great?
It's either +1 strength or dex, because A, you're most likely going to be using a sword or an axe. It's nice. If you're not hitting with a sword, then do something else.
Right.
Like if you've chosen... flavor-wise to go with a spear, Slasher clearly is not the feat for you.
Yeah, but you generally are going to hit something with a big sword, so yeah. This is great.
A blade of some sort.
If you're going after that bladed table yes. Fighter, this is literally, Matt had a character that fought with the table at one point. Fae Touched is also a great feat. You get a +2 Int, Wiz, or Charisma. Misty Step is great. Hey, that's something you already want anyway. An extra first level spell is all right. And if you hate your DM, pick Silvery Barbs.
You could pick Silvery Barbs, which is great and or awful, depending on which side of it you are.
Uh-huh.
But also, this is how you get Silent Image.
Oh, that's very true. Yes.
And it fits with the Fae thing.
I love that. Hey, you want a little bit more utility? Take Magic Initiate or Ritual Caster. Both of these are great.
Ritual Caster is amazing. For the amount of utility you get for a single feat.
And that's all outside of combat stuff too, which, let's be honest, you're sharpening your knives and that's about it.
Right.
Outside of combat.
Gotta get this nick out of my blade.
Yeah, so make yourself useful, right? Outside of combat, you can cast Leomunds. Everybody loves you then. Cast Alarm. Cast a whole bunch of stuff.
Identify.
Hey, you've got to find that loot.
Whereas Magic Initiate lets you grab Eldritch Blast or whatever you think is useful.
Yeah, and let's be honest, if you're not taking Firebolt for a ranged damage, Eldritch Blast is a great addition.
Sure.
Because it scales. So, yeah, I mean, it's the best part of the Warlock right there. Just take Eldritch Blast, call it a day.
And the distance is better than anybody else, as well as the damage.
Spell Sniper's awesome. Less useful for melee, but great for a ranged build, particularly if you're a ranged archer or something like that, getting Spell Sniper along with that, because, hey, you might run out of arrows, or maybe you want to do something different.
Gift of the Dragon, whether it's chromatic, metallic, or gem.
These are great. You can infuse your weapon with lightning. You could gain a cure wounds. Or my personal favorite, telekinetically slap somebody around, which is Gem Dragon.
And who doesn't love telekinetically slapping somebody around?
And there's a lot of fun stuff you can do with those. Mage Slayer is another great feat to take. Matt, what's so great about Mage Slayer?
You get a reaction melee attack against a caster in range. That's fantastic. If they cast a spell, you slap them.
Yes. And there's some other stuff too. I didn't read past that. I know there's more stuff. It's really the reaction against a caster. You want to kill some casters? Oh, okay. Maybe you get the ability to, as a reaction, smack them. Oh, because I smacked them, now I can cast this spell.
Another fantastic and wonderful option is Sentinel.
Explain Sentinel to me, Matt.
Sentinel is this. If someone provokes an attack of opportunity, if you hit them, their speed goes to zero.
You cannot escape.
Yeah, you slap them still. Also, if someone attacks one of your allies within range of you, that provokes an attack of opportunity from you.
I would say get that and Mage Slayer.
Sure.
Just smack people around.
I would also say, if I were a terrible person, add Warcaster to this and use your opportunity attack with a spell.
Why not?
Because monster.
Because you're a terrible person. I love it.
And that spell causes their speed to go to zero.
Now, you could play an Eldritch Knight straight to 20, and it is perfect the way it is. However, if you want to make a little bit more use of, say, some magic or other shenanigans, we recommend three different dips that we think are great. The first one is pretty obvious. It's take Wizard.
Right.
Take
Get
a dip.
More spells.
Yeah, take a couple of dips in Wizard. A level is great. A couple more is even better.
Sure.
Most do half and half for a lot of shenanigans. I've seen like a 10-10 Wizard Eldritch Knight. Because then you get the best of both worlds, really.
So hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Divination is the answer here.
Oh, Port and Wizard? Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. You get those two rolls a day where you just really can tell somebody no.
Yep. Or because you do melee attacks, if it's a great roll, you just keep it.
And, you know, evocation's also great because you get shape. So when you do get fireball and you cast that fireball, it hits everybody but your friends.
Yes.
Another great one, and this is awesome for a level or three levels, is Artificer.
Yes.
Super duper handy in terms of utility, out of game stuff as well.
If you take three levels of Artificer, you can ignore the strength stat entirely.
Yeah, it lets you say fuck strength.
Right.
And you are literally hitting with your int.
Yes.
Which means
somehow
you're hitting them precisely where they need to be hit.
My brain is so strong that I can wield this table effectively.
Which means that then you get to 20 and then you have more ability things for feats.
Sure.
Something to think about. And then, of course, your personal favorite three levels of rogue for what, Matt?
Arcane Trickster.
Right. Because if you're going to go gish twice.
Exactly. You get Abjuration.
Mm-hmm.
And you get Evocation. You also get Illusion and Enchant Charm.
And you get a couple of skills as well.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, Rogue gets all the tasty skill monkey stuff. But let's spread the magic out, too.
Why not? Finally, we have a couple of tactics. These are just some fun things. If you're playing an Eldritch Knight, Booming Blade and Thunder Wave is some shenanigans. Again, some DMs rule that the target has to willingly move for that. So check your through DM. I would... probably
that is
rule.
Raw.
Yeah, that is by raw. I would say allow it. It's not going to hurt anything.
I'm sure it is.
It's going to hurt the monster. It's not going to break the game. Let him do it. It's fun.
You can use Weapon Bond to an easily thrown weapon as one of your two weapons and use it for spells like Darkness or Silence.
Yeah.
Cast it on the object and then put it where you want it.
Cast a spell that's either permanent or concentration based on the weapon itself. Toss it into the enemy and watch them go blind. That is a fun tactic to use because, hey, if they pull it out, you just summon it again and toss it back in them.
I just had an image of spearing a wizard with a silent spear.
Cast silence on the spear. Spear the wizard. Call it a day. Wade into combat. Oh, he removed the spear. It cost a lot of damage. I'll just summon it back to my hand. Stab
Throw it again.
Stab him in the face again.
Yep.
What a delight. That's a dick move, by the way.
Thank you.
Such a wonderful dick move. And then we've got another fun one as well, which is Eldritch Strike, Matt.
Hit an enemy with a bow and then a spell.
Yeah, Eldritch Strike lets you do this.
Yes. Better still, hit a group with a splash weapon and then a fireball.
Because by roll, that also should work. And it's at a disadvantage as well. So I hit you with, say, I don't know, Alchemist Lightning?
Sure.
Alchemist Fire. Yeah, Alchemist Fire Fireball, right?
Right.
Or Alchemist Ice Fireball. Or Alchemist whatever Fireball. Something that does a little bit. It only has to do a point of damage. Theoretically, you could hit him with the Tanglefoot Bag if you hit him hard enough.
Does it have to deal damage, or do you have to hit them with the weapon?
Hmm.
Because at that point, my thrown weapon is going to be Oil Fireball.
Oh, that's a great idea. You know what? Make the container sharp.
Sure.
So there you have it, folks. Some ways to gish it up with your Eldritch Knight to deal death via blade or nasty fireball for you to use, as well as some feats, some combos, some delightful spells that we think are amazing for the build. Go crazy with this thing.
I also wholeheartedly suggest read through the spells that are available and get weird. Get weird with it.
Do some stuff that's unexpected, and your DM will probably hate you, but your players will love you.
Right.
Any questions or comments, hit us up at Goblin's Corner on all the various socials. Did you enjoy this podcast? We're summoning a few more shortly. Subscribe to it on your favorite player, YouTube and Twitch.
Click the 5 stars and give us a review on iTunes and Podchaser. And on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe button. It gets our show in front of more people, and it feeds the hungry algorithm.
Which is currently approaching with a spear which is eerily silent and is about to impale you through it. We know you're a caster.
It's true. Look at you sneaking around.
Yeah.
Waggling your fingers, doing your chicken dance.
Sneaky, sneaky. That's all the time we have for tonight. Once again, my name is Eric.
And I'm Matt.
We'll see you next time.
Good night, folks. The Goblin's Corner has been written and produced by Eric Holden and Matt Staple.
D20 did our music.
And this has been a Subterranean production.
Later.